Well, now, here we all are then. Now, my name is Henry Kipper, and this is my boy Sid.
How'd you do? How'd you do?
Now, we come from this little place near Trunch, and in case anybody don't know where Trunch is, that's just near Gimmingham, isn't it?
Yeah, if you go to Gimmingham and ask, they'll tell you where to go, won't they?
Now, we were asked by this Mr. Digest to, come along here and tell you all about some of our old customs and our old songs, what we've had in our family since time immemorial.
Time immemorial, that's right, yeah.
Because we can trace our family back a long way, can't we, boy?
Well, we can on a clear day, yeah, we can, yeah.
You know what I mean? We can go right back to that very famous warrior queen what fought against the Romans.
Oh, you mean Bodekipper, you mean?
Bodekipper. And we had another very famous relation. Now, his name was Will Kipper.
Will Kipper, that's right. Yeah.
He was a very famous Morris dancer.
Yep.
And he once danced from Trunch to Napton in 9 days.
9 days, yep.
And they all called that the 9 days wonder.
The 9 days wonder, that's right. Well, I wondered what took him so long, you see. That's that's only about 2 or 3 miles into Perth.
Mind you, he did only have one leg, didn't he? That didn't help.
Well, no, that did help, actually. That was not having the other one that caused the trouble.
We come to my old father. Now, don't know if any of you remember my old father, but people used to call him Billy Kipper.
Billy Kipper, that's right, that's what they used to call him.
I'll tell you for why. Because that was his name, you see. But he was a very wise old man, Billy Kipper.
Oh, yeah, must have died out after him then, mustn't it?
you hold your row, Bobby. Now, my old father, Billy Kipper, he was always coming out with old sores, weren't he?
We used to call the doctor out, didn't we? Called him out more than once.
Yes, he never come, though, did he?
No, he never.
No, but what I mean is, now I'd better tell you about my brother George.
Oh, yeah, that's my Uncle George. Now, he's very sorry. He can't be with us today, can he? He can't be here.
No, he can't be with us, but he did ask us to pass on his very kind regards to everyone. But the thing is, he's not really free to come, is he?
No, he's otherwise detained, so to speak, yes.
Yes, he's what they call, he's resting at Her Majesty's pleasure.
Mind you, she must like the lot, because she keep having him back for more, don't she?
Yes, but the thing is, if he was here now, my brother George, if he was here, he'd be able to tell you a tale or two about life in the old days.
Oh,
Because he used to work at the sugar beet factory up our way, didn't he?
Yeah, and, that's right, yeah.
While he was there, he got the nickname of Sweetie.
Sweetie? Oh, that's where he got it from, was he?
Well, that's one reason, anyway. Now, we'll come along to tell you some more about life in the old days.
Life in the old days,
in
yeah.
Our, our little village near Trunch.
Near Trunch.
And this time we thought we'd tell you a bit about the old customs, what we used to have, concerning love and marriage.
Well, look, if it's all right with you, you do the marriage bit, Father, and I'll do the love bit, all right? Stick to what you're good at, I always say.
Well, now, look, boy, if you ask me, that's about time you got yourself wed and settled down with a good woman, because we need someone to carry on the family name when I'm gone.
Well, I can carry on all right without being wed, can't I? Anyhow, what do I want a good woman for?
Now, there was an old custom in our village, what always used to happen every year on Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night, that's right, yeah.
Now, all the young unmarried mothers, they all used to get together on Twelfth Night Night, and they used to sit round the fire and take an apple and see if they could peel all the skin off in one go.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's right, and then they used to get three walnuts.
Three walnuts.
And, that's right, they used to crack these here walnuts and throw the shells on the fire one by one.
What'd that all mean, then?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it meant they had fruit and nuts for tea. then there was another old custom, what always used to happen at weddings. Now, what used to happen was, after the service, the bride used to throw up her bouquet right up in the air.
Oh, ah, yeah.
And whoever caught it had to pay the florist's bill, you see. that was a very good old custom, that one was, weren't it?
It's a little old squit, if you ask me, but... that do remind me, we had a big wedding do in our village just the other week, actually. The Silver Darlings. Now, they're nobs in our village, you know, and they managed to get one of their daughters married off to this rich bloke from London, didn't they? And
that's right, about time, too, yeah. If you ask me.
And they had this big posh do, and all the men had top hats, and all the women, they were tricolated up, you know, and the bride and her father, they turned up in a horse and cart. Well, they hired off my Uncle George, didn't they?
That's right, that's my brother George.
Yeah. Mind you, they kicked up a bit of a row, actually, because he'd been carting mucking it the week before. He forgot to clean it out. But she was blowing her eyes out, weren't she, the bride? But, silly cow, but... well, I can't see what she got so upset about. I mean, that was only a bit of muck, and that was only on the back of a dress, so that wouldn't show on the photographs or anything.
That do remind me now, that take me back to when I met my own dear wife.
Oh, aye.
Now, her name was Agnes Spratt. So everybody call her Dot, you
Dot,
see.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I first met her at an agricultural show in 1937.
Cool.
Now, I just won a prize, hadn't I, for the biggest pig at the show.
Oh. And Mother fell hell over heels in love, did she, then?
Well, no, she fell hell over heels in a pile of horse muck, as a So I helped her up and hosed her down, sort of thing, and we decided there and then to get wed.
Yeah, and since no one else would have either of you, you had to marry each other, I suppose.
Don't you talk disrespectful, boy, because she had been a good mother to you, better than I have. Anyhow, I say to her, now, where do you want to go for your honeymoon? And she say, Galston.
Galston, yeah.
So I packed her off to Galston, and... went home. I don't know what you're laughing for, that's true. And she say that was the most wonderful week she's ever spent in her life since we got here.
Now, tell all these people about the other woman in your life, Father.
Hold your row, boy. Don't tell them about that, whatever you do. I mean, your mother might be listening.
No, I shouldn't think so. She's a bit more particular about what she listened to on the wire. You go on. Tell them about your whirlwind affair with Widow Pike.
Well, all right, then. Well, now, that happened like this here. Now, I come home late one night after visiting my brother George.
That's my Uncle George, that is.
And the bus dropped me off at the corner, as usual. Mind you, that never stops, did it?
No.
I picked myself up, and there I was, a poor old bloke, all on my own with a long walk home in the dark. Well, then, as I went past old Widow Pike's cottage, she opened the window and she called out, "Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!"
She say, "Mr. Kipper, is that you?"
And you say, "Yes, I suppose."
Well, yes.
Well, there you are. That's your first mistake. Never agree with a woman, look.
Oh. Well, anyhow, never mind all that, but old Widow Pike, she say, "Can I walk you home, Mr. Kipper?" And she did. Now, when we got home, I thought the only thing I could do was, the only decent thing I could do was walk her home, you see, in the car. Because, you see, I always was a gentleman. So, now, when we got back to hers, she say, "Come on in." And then she say, "Now, can I tempt you to a cup of cocoa? Or something a little bit more exotic?" So I say, "Oh, Widow Pike, what are you suggesting?" I say, "I'm a married man, you know." And she say, "Well, I was only going to make a pot of passion fruit tea for you." So I went home.
Well, I reckon you've done the right thing, Father. I mean, you never know where a pot of passion fruit tea is going to lead to, do you?
Well, that led to me going home. I now told you that.
Oh, you said sorry. Now, we're going to tell you something. Being Christmas, we thought we'd tell you about something rather close to my heart. Well, that's more close to my stomach, really. That's the drink. You know, the drink. Because in our village where we come from, near Trunch, we have a lot of the drinking. And especially at Christmas, we have a lot of especially hard drinking, don't we, Father? That's
yes, very hard drinking.
Very hard drinking.
Yes, now, the reason that was so hard was because the beer was so bloody awful.
That's right, yeah, that is, yeah.
So, we had to make our own drink a lot of the time, you see. In the old days, there was all these old country recipes, what we used to have. And my wife, Dot Kipper...
Yeah, that's my mother, we think.
Dot Kipper, she still uses a lot of the old recipes. Now, you've probably all heard of her old horseradish wine. That's a good old drop of stuff, our horseradish wine, isn't it, though?
Oh, ah, yeah.
We've gone into business now. We supply a lot of this stuff to some of the knobs round our way.
Yeah, that's right. We went into mass production then, you see. And all the local knobs, they wanted some of it. There was Colonel Winkle, weren't there?
Colonel Winkle, yes.
And Lady Silver Darling, she wanted
Silver
some.
Lady Silver Darling, yes, that's right.
And we went and we made loads. And my Uncle George, he put this big sign up over the door that say, "Kipper and Son, suppliers of fine wine to the gentry." And I say, well, why don't we mend their shoes as well? And then we could put another notice up saying, "Cobblers to them all," didn't we?
Anyhow, when we're not drinking at home, we can usually be found drinking at our local. That's the Old Goat Inn.
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually.
Was it? Why? What was funny about it?
I don't know. I weren't really listening, but... But the other night, I was in the back seat of my motor, in a lay-by, canoodling with this young lady, you see. And I better not tell you what her name was, but not on the wireless. But this bloke come along, complete stranger, and he tap on the window, and Raquel, or whatever her name was, this young lady, covered herself up, and she wound down the window. And this bloke, he say, "Excuse me, young lady," he say, "but how far is the Old Goat Inn?" Well, she told him to mind his own business.
Now, every Saturday night, we all get in the bar at the Old Goat, and we have a really good old sing-song.
Well, proper old sing-song we do, yeah, you can... You know, you can have a knees up and let your hair down, or you can have your hair up and let your knees down if you want. Ernie don't mind, do he? Father, no. Take his teeth out sometimes when
That's
he really
right.
get carried away, don't you?
That's right, yes. And we sing all the old songs, don't we? And we tell all the old tales every Saturday night.
Every so, all the old songs, all the old tales, yeah. Get bloody boring, I can tell you that.
Well, now I hope everybody's got a paper. A bit of paper and a pencil.
Or a pen.
Or a pen. Because I'm now going to give out the old recipe for horseradish wine. So, are we all ready?
Yeah, off you go, look. Yeah.
Well, What you do, you take one horse.
One horse.
And one radish.
One radish, yes.
And you mix them well together.
Mix well together.
And stand for 30 days.
30 days, yeah.
Or you can sit down if you prefer.
Yeah. Mind you, if you make it now, that won't be ready for Christmas, because that was yesterday. So that might be ready for next Christmas.
Fairly well together.
Fairly well.
There you are, the lovable Kipper family.
Well, here we all are again, then. Me and the boy Sid.
Here we all are. Now, today we're going to tell you a bit about the games and the sporting, what we used to have round our village near Trunshaw. I don't know if you have a lot of games and sporting in the village where you all come from, but we used to have a lot. And we'll start off with the cricket.
Now, the thing is, our side, we always used to play in the Trunshaw-Napton League.
Trunshaw-Napton League, yeah.
Now, we used to play them at home one week. And then they'd play us away the next week, and so on, right through the summer. Then at the end of the season, the top team used to have a playoff against the second team, you see, and whoever won, and whoever lost had to apply for relegation.
That's right, yeah. No, but we have had some very famous cricketers come from our village. Now, there was the right horrible Fortescue West Rundon, weren't there?
Oh, I
did. He was the only bloke who ever hit six sixes off his own bowling, weren't he?
Well, in one over, that one.
In one over, yeah, that's right.
Then there was my brother George, of course.
That's my Uncle George.
That's right. Now, he could tell you all sorts of tales about the cricket. He could, couldn't
he? Oh, yeah.
If he was here, that is.
Yeah, but he's not here, is he? He's otherwise detained again. He's not free to be with us, if you see what I mean. That do remind me, actually, he used to play for the prison governor's 11 at one time, but he got dropped, didn't he, because he kept getting out. But, no, but his most famous thing was, he once hit the cricket ball, this is all true, this, he once hit the cricket ball all the way, right through the pub window, didn't he?
That's right, yes, right through the pub window.
Right through the pub window.
Mind you, he was in the pub at the time, weren't he?
Yeah, he was. I do rather spoil the story, I suppose. But,
Well, that'd rather spoil the window and all, didn't it?
Anyhow, we also used to have the racehorsing, didn't we, Father?
Oh, yes, we used to do a lot of the old racehorsing in the old days. Mind you, we had to give it up in the finish, didn't we? Because, the horse has always won,
that's
you
right,
see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there was my brother George, of course.
Yeah, that's my Uncle George. That's,
Now, he was a rare one for the racehorsing.
Yeah, now, if I could have a pound for every time George is won on horses, I'd be as hard up as he is.
Well, you are as hard up as he is, aren't you?
Oh, so I am, yeah. Oh.
Anyhow, now in the old days, we always used to have the Trunch Derby.
Trunch Derby, yeah.
That used to be run every year, didn't it? On Trunch Derby Day.
Trunch Derby Day, yeah. No, that's funny, but that always seemed to fall on the same day as the race. I don't know. But what we're going to do in a minute, we're going to sing you a song about a particular horse called Creepin' Ivy.
Creepin' Ivy.
What once won the Trunch Derby against all the odds, didn't it?
Well, no, that was against a pantomime horse and a seaside donkey, as a matter of fact. Creepin' Ivy won it in a sketch.
In a what?
A sketch finish. That's what they used to have before they had photo finishes. No, that's right, though. The bloke used to sit there with an easel and he used to draw a picture of what he thought he saw, didn't he? And if they still weren't sure after that, they used to ask the barman. And, that's what they called a steward's inquiry, you think.
Well, anyhow, never mind all that. Anyhow, Creeping Ivy, this horse won this race, Creeping Ivy, and her owner, Sir Jocelyn Jodfer, he was so pleased that many years later, he had her stuffed, didn't he?
That's right, stuffed. That's right, yes.
And after that, when she died, he had her buried. No. That's true. He had her buried in a special corner of the racecourse.
Now, today we're going to tell you a little bit about some of our old traditions, what have got to do with the sea.
That's right, our old naval traditions. We never did have a lot of them, did we, Father, the old...
Well, no, we never did have no ships or docks or harbours, did we?
No.
Anything like that?
No, nothing much, did we? Mind you, I suppose if we'd been on the coast, that would have made a bit of a difference, wouldn't it? But there you are.
Yes, I suppose that might have, but... Now, my old Uncle Albert, now, he did go to sea.
Ah, but he didn't like what he saw, though, did he? That was...
No, he saw some sights what made his eyes sore, I can tell you. He sailed the seven seas in his time.
Well, he wouldn't do it in anybody else's time, would he? I mean...
Are you trying to be clever?
We don't need to try with you here, do I?
Well, be that as it may. Now, Uncle Albert, he was a clever man. He had tattoos all over him, for a start.
Oh, well, what's so clever about having tattoos all over you, then?
Well, you'd be stupid to do it if you didn't have a good reason, wouldn't you, now? Anyway, no, the thing is, though, Uncle Albert, he had one or two real adventures.
Oh, real adventures he had, yeah.
He was chased by cannonballs.
That's right, yeah.
Weren't he? Yes, they wanted to boil him alive.
That's right, yeah.
And he had some sort of to-do with what he thought was a dusty maiden. But she turned out to be the commissioner's wife on her way to a fancy dress ball, didn't she?
Right, right.
And then he was a mountaineer on the Bounty.
No, you mean a mutineer.
What?
Mutineer, you mean. Mutineer. No, that's right. Him and some of the crew, they were on the Bounty, and they took over the ship because they didn't like all the short Russians what they were getting, did they? That was
that's
this
right.
Captain Blight. He was in charge. And they were getting very short on the Russians, and all they had to eat, actually, was, I'll tell you, they had some biscuits full of weasels, weren't they?
Full of weasels. Yes, yes.
And a few beans they
beans.
Had. Yeah, a few beans. And the crew, they got the wind up, didn't they, over all this? And they took over the whole ship, they did, and, well, there you are, they mountaineered.
That's right, Albert and the others, they rose up in arms.
Yeah, and legs.
And, and they threw over the captain.
That's right, yeah.
Of course, that didn't make no difference, because they still only had the biscuits and the beans.
That's
eat,
right, yeah.
Oh, and, no, they also had a little bit of gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish, that's right,
What the captain had been saving up for a special occasion.
That's right, yeah.
So they all ate this relish, and then they found that he'd been saving it a bit too long, didn't he? And, and it had gone off.
Yeah, that was past the spread-by date, weren't it? That was...
That's right, and they all fell ill with the food poisoning after that.
Well, no, that weren't the food that got poisoned, was it? That was the stomachs. That must have been stomach poisoning, what they got. That was...
Yeah, but that's called food poisoning, you see.
I don't care what it's called. I mean, Widow Pike's house in our village, right? That's
yes.
called Shay New, isn't it?
Shay New, yes.
Yeah, well, when did she last have a new Shay?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Got to do with what?
I don't know.
Well, hold your row then, look.
Oh, all right then. Well, as I was saying, now, the crew all went down with something rather serious. Well, as a matter of fact, they went down with the ship.
That's right, yeah.
Because while all this was going on, you see, they run into some rocks by this coral island, didn't
That's
they?
Right, yeah.
And they was all washed up.
Yep, all washed up.
And, of course, in the end, they was all caught and marshalled. And, no, they got found as guilty as hell, didn't they?
Right, yeah.
They were sentenced to have all the hair cut off to show they were sailors wanted mountaineered.
That's right, and that's where the idea of crew cut comes from, you see.
That's right, and in the end, Uncle Albert, he come home to the village, and he never left again in his life, did he, apart from, well, just the once.
Only the once, yeah.
Only the once, and that was by mistake.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, what we thought we'd do tonight is tell you a little bit about being ill and all that sort of thing in the old days. Because, of course, in those days, people couldn't just ring up the doctor and make an appointment and then wait a week to be seen like they can today. Because, people weren't so pampered in those days.
No, because, that's right, ordinary people in them days, they never went to the doctors because that was very expensive, you know. And anyhow, most people who saw the doctor died of it, didn't they, Father?
That's right, yes.
So they stopped at home and they used the old traditional remedies instead, didn't they?
Yes, that's right, yes. The old herbal remedies.
The old herbals, that's right, yeah. No, they used them. Of course, most of the people what used them died and all, but they did die a lot cheaper, you see. That was the thing.
Yes, now, my old wife, Dart Kipper...
Yes, my mother, we think.
Now, she make a lot of the old herbal medicine.
Oh, wow,
she make them. She make her old rhubarb remedy.
Yep.
And J's Linctus. Or is it G's Fluid?
She make the old corn plasters she make with real corn, don't she?
And the old Flemish chest rub.
Syrup of pigs, that's another one.
Yep. All of them, whatever you're suffering from, she got something for it.
Yeah, that's why we ain't hardly ever ill, actually, because we daren't be there, we were. So.
No, because she's always looking for people to try them out on, you see, that's the thing. Now, only the other week she cured our vicar's lumbago.
That's right, yeah. He used to keep coming round and complaining about his old lumbago, the vicar did, yeah.
That's right, he used to come round week after week, and he used to go on and on about it.
On and on.
Now, in the finish, my old wife, she give him some of her rhubarb remedy, and he don't come round complaining no more,
no.
Do he?
No, he reckon he ain't got the time for it, so.
Then, of course, there's her wholemeal bread and butter poultices.
Oh, wow, what do they care, then?
Well, they cured my hunger when she was trying to starve my fever.
Oh, is that?
Now, the thing is, though, my old wife, she always go out collecting her ingredients when there's a full moon, don't she? No, anyhow, she gather in all the old herbs from the countryside.
All the old herbs from the countryside, yeah.
Yes, things like the old man's weed.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
The goat bladder campion.
Yep.
The comfy and the shepherd's purse.
No, that's wrong, Father, no.
Hey?
No. Shepherd's Bert. Purse is the pig man, isn't he?
Look, you hold your row. You don't know what you're going on about. Now, what was I going on about?
I don't know. About the old herbals or something like that. But, well, no.
After the missus have picked all these old herbs, she bring them home, and then we aren't allowed in the kitchen for about a week.
About a week, that's right, yeah.
Well, she make up all her secret recipes in there. It's a bit of a nuisance, really.
Well, that is since the front door got stuck, that is, yeah, because there's no other way in, you see. You have to come in through the parlour window, and that's not so easy for you, is it, Father?
Well, no, I ain't so young as I was when I weren't so old.
No. Still, that's only for a week, isn't it?
Well, that seemed like days to me. No. Anyway, the other thing she do a lot of that there homeopathetic medicine.
Homeopathetic, that's right, yeah.
That's where you cure like with like.
Like with like, that's right, yeah.
Mind you, I never heard of anybody being ill with the like, so if you ask me, that's a waste of time. But still, Dot's much regarded for her healing powers, so I suppose I don't really ought to go on about it.
Oh, all right, then I'll go on about it, then. I'll tell you an old antidote about it. When she got called up... No, she got called up the big house once to see old Mrs. Silver Darling. That was just before she died, actually, but
Mother went up there, you see, with all these bottles and jars and everything, and she bang on the door, and the butler, old Heron, he wouldn't let her in at first. He say, not today, thank you, and he slammed the door. Well, it just so happened she had got a cure for the crushed foot with her, you see, so she was a bit lucky in that. So she got in the second time, and old Heron, he showed her the way to Mrs. Silverdarling's closet, and as the old lady there laid out in the old six-poster bed, weren't she, Father? That was...
Well, she was a very heavy woman, weren't she?
That's right, yeah. Now tell him what happened, Father.
Well, not a lot, Father, happened, really. But, Well, no, Dot took one look at her, and then she started mixing up a special potion. Well, the old lady watched her for a while, and then she say, what do you think you're doing, Dot Kipper? Well, Dot jumped, because she thought she'd been too far gone to talk.
Too far gone, you see.
Well, she say, don't you worry. I'm fixing you something that'll have you up and about in no time. Well, Mrs. Silverdarling, she laugh. I ain't ill, she say. She say, but old Heron the butler and me, we were just having a little lay down. And now I'm having a little lay down to get over it.
That's right, yeah.